This is Fresh Air. Women's contributions to the arts have often been overlooked. That was the case with women who wrote Ragtime, but now, almost a century later, there's an album of rags by women performed by pianist Virginia Eskin. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of the album Pickles and Peppers.
Someone says ragtime in a word association game, and you're sure to answer Scott Joplin or Irving Berlin, or maybe E.L. Doctorow. We tend to think of this irresistibly syncopated music as primarily male-originated and male-oriented, saloon or brothel music that finally went respectable. But pianist Virginia Eskin's new record on Northeastern, Pickles and Peppers, has a surprise for us. This is an album of piano rags written by women. Most of them were composed during the heyday of ragtime, between the gay or naughty 90s and World War I, and most of them are more technically complex than the rags we're more familiar with. There are also two intriguing contemporary rags by Judith Lang Zamont. The informative liner notes by Carolyn A. Lindemann point out that playing the piano at the turn of the century was primarily woman's work, and that when young middle-class women heard piano rags played in the local five and dimes by sheet music sales clerks, they bought the music, brought it home, and even began to compose. Ragtime was becoming domestic, though not completely domesticated. On Eskin's record, we find such kitchen and cupboard titles as Red Peppers, Pickles and Peppers, and Chicken Chowder, The Dusty Rag, and The Dish Rag. But then again, there's also The Thriller, with an exclamation point, by May Afterheide, and Charlotte Blake's That Poker Rag. Here's one of my favorites, Julia Lee Niebergall's Horseshoe Rag, published in 1911.
Thank you.
There were probably more women ragtime composers than we'll ever know, since many of those who felt the drive to publish had to publish under assumed names or sign the sheet music only with their initials. Most of these rags were written by gifted young women who were compelled to give up their musical ambitions in order to raise a family. Some of the composers included here remained so obscure, it's been impossible to learn anything about them at all. Eskin, long an advocate of women composers, is a particularly effective advocate for these pieces. Her witty rhythmic changes, her impressive variety of touch, now boisterous and clangy, now slyly delicate, are the signs of a classical virtuoso. But most other serious musicians don't play with such freshness, such rightness of style when they turn to popular music. Pickles and Peppers is a serious record. It's the history of popular culture, it's social history, it's the history of yet one more overlooked contribution to the arts by women. There's plenty here to think about. But because the material itself is so engaging, it's also one of the most delightful records released this year. If you don't want to think, you can just sit back and enjoy.
Lloyd Schwartz is a classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed Pickles and Peppers, an album of rags by women performed by Virginia Eskin.